Maria Beatty and...
Beatty?
Yeah. Slut Goddesses Transformation Salon event. That's something else. What I just came from was the Sluts... Could you run that title?
Okay, it's called the Sluts and Goddesses Video Workshop, or How to Be a Sex Goddess in 101 Easy Steps.
Steps. I guess you've said it enough times so that it just rolls off the tongue easily. Well, welcome. I just came from seeing it, so I think off the top I'd just like to express my enthusiasm for what was an incredibly empowering experience, and I suppose that must be part of the strategy of doing something like that.
That's what it's about. Do you want to know the history behind
Yeah, yeah.
The story, how I met Annie?
The whole thing.
Well, actually I met Annie, it goes way back. My father's her gynecologist, and... So, I always like to talk about that story. Anyway, I was about 12 or 13. One night, he was flipping through cable stations. And all of a sudden, he says, "Look, there's my patient, Annie Sprinkle." It was on Midnight Blue. Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah.
A porn cable station. And my father had a huge clientele, a lot of his patients were sex workers, and she happened to be working in a brothel that, you know, a lot of the women were going to my father, so. Anyway, about 15 years later, the goddess brought us together again, and I was totally inspired by a performance that she did at the Kitchen in New York City, and also a benefit at the Franklin Furnace, which is a performance space in New York City. So I just completed a tape about women performance artists, and I included a clip. Are you familiar with Monica Troy?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's a clip from her latest film called Annie. And so I had finished the tape, and I was getting a bit... antsy, and I wanted to start a new tape that dealt with sex and female sexuality. So I called Annie and I said, "Let's collaborate. Are you interested?" And she said, "Sure, come on over and let's talk about it." And she pulled out this flyer that was based on a workshop that you have right here.
Okay, Sluts Goddesses Transformation Salon
right.
event. Okay.
And she said, "This is what I'm really interested in, like, translating onto videotape." And from there, we worked on, like, the whole approach, and that we wanted it to be, like, a spoof on the genre of how-to videotapes, like the Jane Fonda workout. So it was really important that there was a lot of humor, which is what Annie's about anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was one of the main things. And also we wanted to do a tape that would be totally inspiring and empowering for women, and also to get in touch with these incredible sexual powers that, like, have destroyed empires, you know? So, and a lot of women are repressing that right now, and there's this fear of getting to know your pussy, you know?
Yeah, yeah. So. And part of it, too, is the demystification as well as the celebration of the body. And that, well, for me, and I gather for a number of women, or a lot of women watching it, you know, to see close-up shots of a cunt, a clit with a piercing on it, or a woman masturbating, and it's a celebration. It's also demystification. Look at that. She's touching it. She likes it. She loves it.
Exactly.
So can you.
Exactly. Well, that's what we wanted to do. I think we achieved
it. I think you achieved it. And also, and the humor part, too, is something that I think it's a great tool for getting...
Well, don't you think that humor is, like, the bottom line in all great art?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Because to entertain, I suppose, is to then
sure.
be able to relay something, because people are watching.
Right.
So that was the bottom line for both of you, then. Humor, you decided, would be...
Humor and also explicit imagery.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we really wanted to produce a beautiful tape that had incredible production values. You know, and just sort of break away from that whole conception of pornography, and, you know, it's like this rough, raw, bad lighting, bad sound, you know. And we wanted to really create an art piece with sexual content.
Yeah, and then a bit of kitsch and a bit of...
Right, kitsch, camp, you know.
Techno.
We consider ourselves drag queen feminists. Have you ever heard of that?
No.
No.
Want to elaborate? Right. Is that yours?
Well, we feel more connected with gay men's gay sensibility, and a lot of drag queens and gay men love the tape, and there's that connection. I think because of the camp sensibility, the humor. I don't know. Maybe could you give me some feedback about
honest and raw as well?
Yeah.
In terms of footage and also it built quite nicely, I thought. You know, at the beginning it's makeup and body,
right.
And holistic is a word I would use.
Holistic.
It's not
spiritual.
Just focused. Spiritual. Yeah,
right.
It's not focused on genitals and simply that one specific type of orgasm.
We wanted to cover the slut, the animal, and the spiritual.
And I think, especially with the ending, the women lying in what could be construed perhaps as like a 60s flaky kind of setting, but at the same time you've totally subverted that, and it's not flaky at all. It's beautiful.
It's also a takeoff on a circle jerk.
Right.
A lot of people don't see that, but...
Well, never mind. I mean, it's full. It's just full of
a lot of
imagery and symbols really useful information, in fact. I think part of it, too, is that initially there's you know, you're laughing, but then as it moves along, it's fairly clear that it's not a joke.
Right.
This is
that's Annie's territory. She's been... dealing with sex for 20 years. It's her art, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's her life. And she knows everything about it. She's like the high priestess.
Yeah.
You know? So a lot of the information came from Annie's knowledge.
Mm-hmm. And how did you just get the whole project organized, the women involved, and... How did that happen?
Well, in terms of the women, all of them are either our friends or friends of friends that are sex workers, and most of them are either strippers or prostitutes, but somehow they're involved in sex work. So we really wanted to work with women that were extremely comfortable with their bodies.
Mm-hmm.
And it wouldn't be a problem, you know, to perform, you know, in front of the camera. It's a very difficult thing to do.
Yeah, right.
Especially some of the things that, can I talk a little bit about some of the things?
Absolutely.
We have fist fucking and Kegels. You know what Kegels are?
The muscles.
Squeeze the genitals, right?
Maybe that's, a lot of us had to pee afterwards.
Right. Have you tried Kegels?
Nope.
No? But you will?
But I will. I was
okay.
Yeah. I was taking notes.
What else? Oh, your G-spot. Do you know where your G-spot is?
I've tried to find it.
Yeah. You haven't found it yet?
No. Uh-huh. No, but I reckon it's in there somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
keep looking.
Okay. Okay. And that's the other thing about the video, too, that I found. It wasn't like, there it is, and haha, we found it, you haven't. It was like, come on, gals, you can do it. You can find it. It's in there.
Right.
All this stuff here, it's not that mysterious, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And again, that's like the empowering aspect of it, you know.
So.
But I guess a bit more about the filming of it, how long it took.
So it took, Annie and I worked on the script, and we created a storyboard, a visual storyboard, that took about 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got the women together. It took about another month. And let's see, in terms of how we got the money to produce the tape.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, what could have been a $75,000 tape, we ended up spending about $15,000 out of our own pockets. And also we had emotional and monetary support from Pony, Prostitutes of New York. We want to thank Pony. Coyote, call off your old tired ethics. They're located in San Francisco. And the sex positive feminists. So we managed to get money together from these different organizations. Of course, no government funding.
No.
No one's great surprise.
But anyway, so the whole thing took about a year from conception to completion. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we've sold almost 3,000 tapes so far.
I bet it would definitely be the sort of thing that women could view again and again.
It came out in February of 92, so we're extremely happy with the success.
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously, we did something right.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of the background material, we used a technique called Ultimat. It's where you can key in images in the background, you know, behind the foreground. Right. And anyway, that took about a month. We had to go to an archival service and look through hundreds of hours of footage. And we really selected a lot of this stuff. It was just very intuitive, you know. It was based on intuition and lines and colors and, you know, energy and... So
breathing in the rain.
Yeah.
That was great.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the reason why I love Ultimat because I feel like it completely enhances the foreground and the imagery in the foreground and also the sound. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean,
and
there are layers upon layers upon layers of information and.
Mm-hmm. So, geez, I've got a number of questions. The response from other video festivals, and, well, I'm assuming that it's been to quite a few festivals at this point.
Yeah.
And your response is generally pretty positive.
It's very positive. Actually, I don't know if I should talk about this. Well, you can always cut it out. but it's very interesting because we were rejected from one festival in New York. The New Festival, it's a gay and lesbian.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't considered lesbian.
What do you suppose they want?
They wanted, they felt that Annie was too femme and a lot of the women in the tape are bisexuals. And also this, like, whole image of, but the cock, you know, it's like sort of, they consider it rape and... invasion and, you know, it's like this whole weird thing. Yeah, it's like this weird political thing.
But aside from them,
yeah,
it's
doing well.
Yeah,
all over.
Well, unfortunately.
Germany, London, let's see, Holland, California, Texas.
What did you think as you were nearing completion? Did you think it was going to...
I had no idea. All I knew is I felt it was a beautiful tape, very strong and powerful.
Uh-huh.
So I'm thrilled. We both are.
And are you doing the circuit as well? Are you following the tape to a few of these festivals?
If we can, yes. I went to the San Francisco Lesbian and Gay Film Festival, and Annie's coming here next Thursday for the festival. Let's see, where else? The Toronto Video Festival.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it for now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I suppose it looks like it'll probably keep going.
Yeah, well, we're selling a lot of copies of the tape through Good Vibrations. They're in San Francisco. It's a women's erotic store. Mm-hmm. And also Eve's Garden in New York.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's doing well in a lot of the sex video stores. And believe it or not, you have the schools and universities like Brown University and Syracuse
mm-hmm.
that are showing the tape.
In reference to other places you've been and other audiences, just today and last night, too, at the Parallel, it was sold out, both shows. And as I walked up to the desk and asked them for tickets, they said it was sold out. And on the way out, I had a look at the lineup, and there were all these guys.
Huh.
Sort of straight-looking, older, middle-aged or something. And I did initially feel some kind of resentment as to, you know, what are you going for?
Mm-hmm.
After, however, getting in and sitting with a crowd of people, the message from you in the videotape, from the videotape, was so clearly directed to women that, you know, one forgets about all the people that maybe it's not for. And but I guess I'm wondering if there's, in other audiences, you've noticed a certain voyeuristic trend to people?
Well, I don't really look at it that way. I mean, I think... are you asking me in terms of the men that go?
Well, in terms of who's going, I just found it really a really odd mix, I suppose. I don't know what I was expecting. A lot more women, a lot more dykes.
Well, we really didn't make it specifically for, like, dykes or women. Or when we made the tape, we were hoping that, you know, everybody could check it out, you know, and learn from it and learn about female sexuality. And, like I was talking about, these incredible powers that we have through our sexuality. And I think that men could learn from that as well. And I think it's really important, you know? So
That's a good point.
So
that's a good point.
I don't look at it in terms of it being voyeuristic or...
Yeah,
you know,
and besides that, who's to, you know, just... I mean, men and women are voyeuristic. We can be, and
exactly.
That's okay, too.
Sure.
That's fine. That's part of how we learn things.
Right.
Money. I mean, in terms of your, how do you earn a living, I guess is what I'm curious.
Well, I do several things. One thing that I do consistently, I'm a video editor, and I edit for a lot of independent video and filmmakers in New York City. And also, I'm producing a series of lesbian erotic shorts, and also a cat fighting videotape, mud wrestling videotape, a fetish videotape.
You're busy.
These are quickies, so that you know, can make some money to do the more refined stuff, like the next tape I'm working on with Annie. It's called Rocket to the Womb. It's a takeoff on the Fantastic Voyage that was with Raquel Welch, but it's going to take place inside a cunt. So
oh, really?
Yeah, it's a voyage through the cunt.
Right. I see. what kinds of things are we going to discover on this voyage?
Oh, well, it's sort of an expansion of what we touched on in Sluts and Goddesses.
Oh, okay.
Like the G-spot, female ejaculation, diseases, you know, basic things like that.
Well, it's extremely educational. I mean, as you said right at the outset, that a lot of this... a lot of female sexual energy has, generally speaking, been repressed. And it wasn't that long ago that women were reckoned to not even be able to have orgasm, really.
Why do you think that is?
Why?
Yeah.
I suppose...
This repression. I mean, you would think after 20 years, you know, back after this, like, sexual revolution, you know, what's going on?
I guess maybe it's just a slow process.
Yeah.
Perhaps there's just so many things working against women actually achieving their own power that I guess perhaps it's an uphill struggle for a lot of women. And at the risk of making a generalization, possibly a little bit more difficult for straight women, simply because there's still a kind of structure in place for them in terms of their primary relationships that maybe they sometimes find hard to... be at odds with, so maybe that dynamic sometimes slows things down a bit. I guess things change seems to happen so slowly that I guess it's not altogether surprising.
You have to keep making the work.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I guess the more it's out there and the more people see it, the more it becomes sort of normalized and recognized.
Right.
Okay, women do this.
Familiar.
Okay. Yeah. And you're absolutely right about the men in the audience. You know, I'm over it.
Okay.
Good.
Move on.
Okay. Exactly. Those guys, they're learning something.
Right.
Yeah. But the thing is, too, it's showing over the next week a few more times, two or three more times.
That's great.
Yeah. So it's getting a lot of time.
The festival's been incredibly supportive. I want to thank Claude especially. He called me up at 1 a.m. about over a month ago and said, "You've made my day. You've made my life. You've made my everything."
Really?
Yeah, it was amazing. It's like I've been waiting for a tape like this for 10 years. So, but
wow.
This has been great. Yeah.
Unbridled enthusiasm.
Uh-huh. And it's coming from a man.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, maybe he recognized the importance and the drawing power, and
I think
it's
a lot of men do. Mm-hmm. Saying before.
Mm-hmm. So. Mm-hmm. What about this quote? You've got this quote from Annie. You mentioned that you wanted to bring in.
Oh, Annie she typed up something and she wanted me to say. This is from Annie Sprinkle. I wish you all lots of pleasure and ecstasy, and want to remind you that if you make love to the world will make love to you.
Beautiful. Okay. That's and the video ends with...
I didn't say it like Annie would say it.
No. That's okay, though. You're not Annie.
Okay.
Some of the phrases and stuff that are in the video, I'm wondering, too, if those you made those up. Sugar Shack Shake, Wave.
Yes.
Doggy
yes,
dip.
Like I was saying, it's a whole spoof on the how-to videotapes.
Okay.
And I don't know if you've ever watched them, but they all have, like, titles of different, exercises. So we called it sexercises instead of exercises, because Annie felt like a lot of these tapes, like the Jane Fonda workout, it's very erotic.
Mm-hmm.
And she feels like Jane Fonda is repressing that.
Right.
But we called it sexercises, and we have titles like the Sugar Shack Shake, Vagilift, Double Vagilift, Womb Wave,
Figure It Doggy Dip.
The Doggy Dip, yes.
Yeah. The Lust Thrust.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. You got it.
Yeah.
You took your notes.
I was in the dark, too, and I just thought, okay, I'll write, and then I'll make a big space and write more down here. And
did you take notes on the sex positions?
Oh, no, I was watching them.
The sound of one hand clapping.
Yeah, yeah.
Paying a karmic debt.
Yeah.
Had a lot of fun coming up with those titles.
The editing must have been a blast in a lot of ways. Now, for one thing, I want to know, just as a technical thing, did you shoot a lot? And then in the edit,
it was very tight, no pun intended. No, we had everything really together. I mean, like I was saying, we'd spent 6 months developing the script and the visual storyboard. So, and we even had a shot list together. We shot, we videotaped the whole thing in 2 days. And,
really? So intensive.
Yeah, we shot just what we needed.
Uh-huh.
So. And the editing didn't take that long. It was the background, like selecting the background material, that took forever.
Yeah.
But
even, and so the editing as well, I suppose, was... I guess it's a bit like a puzzle, but when you're more organized...
Yes, we were.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You know what shot's going where. And
that's why we make a good team, because we're both so like particular and definitely, we have it together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and especially if you've got the same the same
vision in
vision,
a way,
that's it,
and
yeah.
sensibility.
Yeah,
we do.
Yeah,
so it's great.
So there will be future projects, and the one you mentioned,
Rocket to the Womb.
Yeah,
And then the one after that is it's a documentary on orgasms, a feature length.
Really?
Yes,
feature length.
That's Annie's dream, is to do a feature length on orgasms, so...
Really?
I'm going to do it.
Oh, and there's... I don't know what word to put to it exactly. It's sometimes when viewing particular videos, there's a sense of self-indulgence, and and that self-indulgence then translates into kind of a non-relationship with the audience, but that's not what one gets from this videotape at all. You know, it looks like a lot of fun, and but that's partly the organization and the collaboration.
I mean, if it was just like Annie getting up there and talking about her body, and you know, that I would feel that would be a bit self-indulgent. But the fact that we, you know, we had a wide range of different body types, and
that was another
very eclectic, and I mean, we had all of these incredible women, like different personalities, different body types, like I said. So it's sort of like we're speaking to the universe, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, at least speaking to the fact that there's a variety of people, variety of interests, and you may not like to be pierced on the clit, but some people do. Mm-hmm. And here, have a look. This is what it looks like. Right. And no, it doesn't hurt. Well, right now. I don't know if it hurts initially, but...
Do you have one?
No, not there, no. Mm-hmm. No.
I was thinking of getting one, but...
Well, what's the scoop? I mean, does it hurt initially?
Annie said she was going to, you know, pierce me, but I don't know.
Get it on film. Get it on film.
Okay. So, what else? What else can we talk about? I think... We've covered a lot.
Yeah. I'm glad to know that you, in fact, can. You don't have to do some slop job off to the side. You can actually work in the video field and hone your editing skills for other people and make some money and carry on with
the
projects.
Great. I feel incredibly lucky. Yeah. Well, what do you do?
But we're interviewing you.
It's okay. I'm interested in you, too.
But one more question for you, though.
What?
How long has it taken you to kind of get this rolling, the skills and being independent as an editor, as a video person?
Mm-hmm.
Has it taken
producer
a while?
And well, actually, it hasn't. I've been doing it for about 3 years. So, and before that, I was a still photographer, so I guess I had some kind of training, you know, the visual training. And, but in terms of the technique, it was there, you know, it was in the blood, so.
And then the technology is, a formality in a lot of ways,
It happened, and it's easy for me, so... I know this is where I'm supposed to be.
Yeah. And to get responses like what you're getting is, I mean, you know you're doing the right thing. You're on the right track.
Yeah, totally. It's great. You should try it.
I'm beginning. I'm trying it.
Okay. let me just say something, Annie.
Sure.
All of this stuff. She loves flyers.
Yeah, I can see you guys.
Okay, this is going on Monday, right? So this, okay. Annie Sprinkle is coming to Canada soon. October 20th, she will teach erotic photography at the Toronto Learning Annex. October 21st, she will teach how to be a sex goddess in 101 Easy Steps.
Live.
At the Toronto Learning Annex. And what else is she doing? October 24th and October 24th. Oh, this is the Learning Annex again. How to be a sex goddess
in Toronto.
Right. Okay. And October 25th, Miss Sprinkle will do a short performance at a benefit to raise funds for Maggie's, a Toronto prostitutes drop-in center. The phone number there is 416-360-8461.
We're out of tape. We're out of time.
Okay.
Thank you.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you. This was a lot of fun.